Welcome to the Nobody Guide to Life, where we provide tips and tools for personal growth, personal development, and your spiritual journey that you can use right now in your everyday life. I'm J.A. Plosker. You can always find out more at thenobodyguidetolife.com, or you can check us out at Twitter and Facebook at Nobody's View, or join our Facebook group, Simple Spirituality. Thank you so much for joining us. How do you plan to reach your potential? You know, we all have goals. We all have things we want to accomplish. Are you going to reach your potential by working out? Are you going to eat better? Or maybe you've committed to a spiritual practice and you think that's a good way to reach your potential. Have you thought about reaching your potential by helping others to reach their potential? Well, for my guest today, that's the path he's chosen. Brian M. Henry is the founder of Together We Ascend, a brand and community focused on helping humanity along the journey of spiritual awakening and ascension. Fueled by the value of unity and collective prosperity, Together We Ascend helps lightworkers step into their power and carry out their higher purpose. Brian and his Ascend team are planning Ascend Journey retreats to provide Ascenders the opportunity to connect and explore. Brian also offers one-on-one mentorship through his Impact Alignment Program, where he helps lightworkers channel their higher selves and align to their purpose. And welcome to the show, Brian.
Jay, I'm super excited to be here. I want to thank you for creating the space to have this conversation.
Well, I really appreciate you being here. So much a part of your story is jumping into your story and jumping into your truth. How did your journey of personal growth begin? How did you get on this path?
Well, I think a large part with my pursuit of growth came from my background in health and health science. Long ago, I studied health science back in university, and that kind of was alongside working towards improving my own health. So as I started to learn about what it took to improve your health and the implications of better health, I of course started to take upon myself to improve my own health and my own fitness. And so during that time, I started to improve my own fitness, my physical health, I think as many people that start to do so start to feel, is that sort of obsession with growth, that there's that fire that begins to be lit to just keep on improving, keep on growing stronger. And so that started to transcend just the physical side of things. That's when I started thinking about, well, how do I become the best version of myself in all areas of my life? As it pertains to spirituality, I have a little bit of a history that kind of woke me up to the idea that there's more to our world than the physical. We can jump into the details of that story if you'd like. I will warn you though, it's not all sunshine and rainbows.
Listen, we've created the space to have these conversations to help people to examine their own life and to see where their own journeys begin. So you can delve into that if you'd like. That would be fantastic.
Okay, well, do know that the details of this story isn't something, believe it or not, it's not even something that I've shared too much with my own audience. I've kind of touched on it here and there, but it's not something that I've gotten too deep into, just because I haven't yet felt it was necessary to.
Right.
But essentially, the story involves a malicious spiritual entity that my girlfriend and I had to face and deal with for some years. And this is kind of what led into me realizing that, you know, there's more to this experience than I had known and had more than most probably know of.
Right.
And so, fortunately, after a few years of dealing with that, I mean, through that experience, we had to learn quite a bit we had to grow into stronger versions of ourselves. And of course, when I say stronger, this is not just about the physical anymore.
Right.
In order for us to overcome and deal with that. So I will say I'm pretty grateful for having gone through, as difficult as those times were, I am very grateful for having gone through them and having been faced with some of the challenges that we were faced with involving this entity. But
Well, now wait, Brian, when you say you went through this, was this unexpected? Were you, because you were helping people on a very physical plane in some ways, you know, to build strength and to be a you know, a good physical version of themselves. And then this entity, you say, interceded in your life. Is, had you been thinking about spiritual growth before you encountered that entity, or did that entity trigger in you the desire to start learning more?
The latter. So okay. Actually, the first time I had encountered this entity was prior to even becoming a coach or really delving into the I had started my own health and fitness journey by this point, but I hadn't yet taken it to the point where I was helping others.
Right.
But yeah, no, that was the first time that I even opened up to any idea of spirituality or their being. I mean, it's something that I had given thought to, I guess, but it wasn't at all something that I really thought about or knew much about prior to that encounter.
So what did you do? Because I think this would be helpful for people out there who are not even faced with just difficult spiritual entities, but maybe just difficult things that are going on in their life, roadblocks that come up for us in the physical world that can be scary or seem malicious to us. How did you start to develop tools to grow, to work against this, to bring positivity into your life? What were some of the things that you leaned on that helped you kind of, I guess, ascend and realize higher truths?
That's a great question, Jay, and it's great that you pointed out the that there may be a connection between how I had to grow in order to deal with these challenges with how the similar kind of growth can help you in other areas of your life, because I definitely right. agree that they do share a lot in common. So I think the big thing that it comes down to is, where are you at energetically and mentally and emotionally? I mean, when I say energetically, that consists of all the layers. It consists of the physical layer, the emotional layer, the mental layer. So your energetic state, is what I'd like to call it, is a function of all three of these things. And the greater care you take of yourself in each of these layers, the stronger you are going to be as a whole. And so when it came to, I mean, in the simplest sense, what allowed my partner and I to get through these things was learning how to take care of ourselves on all of these levels. And more, I think, perhaps the most important layer to this all was the more emotional, mental side of things. I think a lot of times people say things like these sort of things latch on to negative energies, and negative energies tend to attract them.
Right.
And so
right.
what I noticed was that the more we were able to improve our own state of being in terms of how we felt, right? And again, that consists of all these different layers, but the more we're able to improve our own energy, our own vibration, our own state of being, the less power this thing ended up having, and the less it was able to bring us down or cause us harm in any way.
Oh, how did you know it was gone, though? Because that's the piece that inserts right there, is as you're ascending in these levels and kind of becoming, you know, higher versions of yourselves. How did you know when that moment had come where you had liberated yourself from that situation?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't think it's fully true to say it is ever fully gone.
Right.
Like I said, fortunately enough, we're in a place in our lives today where it's not the issue it once was.
Right.
But the honest truth is, I do feel like if we were to let things slip back into being in a darker place, just again mentally and emotionally, I can't say that these issues wouldn't reappear. So that's not to like scare anybody off and say like there's something out there to like that's that's kind of why I've hesitated to speak about this, because I don't want people to ever feel like there's anything to ever fear, because that thought in itself is what can, there's no reason to really entertain that thought, because there isn't anything to fear. And the moment that you decide that there isn't anything to fear is the moment in which you will be okay. And so I just really want to drive home that point, that there is nothing to fear. You, the power to be in a state of health and well-being is well within you. It's just about remembering that power is always there.
You know, Brian, I really appreciate you sharing that, because I think your story is a powerful metaphor as well for, you know, we live in a time of, you know, bullying is certainly a big issue right now. Mm-hmm. And when we learn to deal with a bully, that doesn't mean the bully evaporates. The bully still exists. We just learn how to interface or avoid or deal with that energy in our life. That person doesn't explode or disappear. They still exist. Mm-hmm. But we can become higher versions of ourselves and deal with it in a different way. And so I think I'm glad you brought that up, because I think sometimes we think these entities, you know, exist in some way that's almighty, all powerful, but that's not exactly true necessarily. And mm-hmm. I think it's a really powerful story that you tell, because it shows how by embracing the experience and by acknowledging it and by deciding to handle it in a different way, you can move on and actually have the opposite of fear. You know, you can have an incredible life, you know, just filled with love and wonderful experiences.
Right. And actually, just to jump in there, like you mentioned the word love, and I can't believe I even missed to mention that word, because it's such an important point. Really and truly, the way in which we ascend, as we will keep coming back to, is through connecting to love. So believe it or not, one of the things that I think really supports me in this whole, through this whole experience, and like we've mentioned, like this applies to not just this sort of challenge, but practically all, is learning to love that challenge, learning right. to love that experience that you're having, and be in that state of love, because that is the most powerful state you can be in.
Right. Absolutely. And that sort of takes me to this next thing then. So what is this community of ascenders that you're creating around this idea? What is that community?
Well, that's a perfect segue, because at the heart of what the Ascenders community is all about is the value of unity and love and connection. Mm. There's a lot of different things that we talk about in the community. There's a lot of different things with regards to spiritual and personal growth and how we can improve on the individual level, how we can be the highest version of ourselves.
Right.
But again, at the center of it all for us in the community is the value of connection, love, unity. So for me, it's all about us coming together to connect, to share, to support, because of the belief that it's when we come together that we are strongest. That's I hope that the name of my brand there suggests together we ascend.
So what is the goal then of us? Like, what does that look like to you? Can you paint a picture for us? So in your mind, when you were envisioning ascension, ascenders, what does that look like to you? What's the world that you envision when you think about this brand, which is just a powerful building around love? What does it look like to you at its furthest reaches that you can imagine?
That's an amazing question. What we're heading to, what the movement is towards, and I wholeheartedly believe this, it's not a movement. It's not my movement. It's not even my brand's movement. This is a movement far larger than that. And it's that movement towards unity. And so what that means is coming together for a common goal, recognizing the connection that we have with one another, and dropping this perception of you and me and separation and me versus you and I have to do this to get ahead. And dropping all these ideas and all these illusions, I will even say, because one of the things that one of the pillars of this all is that we are ultimately one in the highest of planes. We are ultimately one. And so when we talk about what's the vision behind this, like in terms of what do I hope to come from this? Well, first and foremost is the feeling that we get when we start to live our lives in this way and we start to connect to this truth. There's no greater feeling that you can feel than the feeling you feel when you are connected to others in this way. You're connected in that so deeply that it's no longer about the differences as much as it is about how we are the same.
Right.
Mind you, at the same time, I definitely am a big believer in our individuality. That's another conversation as well. I think it's in our uniqueness and our individuality that we express our truest selves. Those things go hand in hand. But again, coming back to your question with regards to like what's the vision, so again, it's the feeling. It's what I want people to feel, because I know what it feels like to be connected, to feel connected as one. And on a more physical level, again, it comes back to the idea of let's put aside these pursuit for selfish goals and individual goals, right? We can still have those aims of being our highest version of ourselves, but what we must realize is that the highest version of ourself is the version of ourself that is thinking in terms of the greater good, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's again coming together to build that world where we feel connected, we feel love amongst one another, and we are all focused on the one goal we all have, which is collective prosperity, collective ascension.
Right. That makes me think, so if people are taking that message in and they're seeing that as something that's good and healthy for them, what does it mean then? Because you know, at the beginning, we talk about together we ascend, helping light workers step into their power. What does life look like when you're living as a light worker? What does that look like? How do we bring that right here?
Mm-hmm. So living as a light worker means dedicating yourself to this cause, dedicating yourself to serve and contribute to the collective. Now, the great thing about this all that I love to come back to is that when we filter through the noise, the fear, you know, all the self-imposed limiting thought patterns and those thoughts that aren't rooted in things like self-love, the great thing about it all is when we drop all that noise, when we see through all those, again, I come to think of them as illusions, when we see through all that, what I always like to say is that the greatest thing that you can do for yourself becomes the greatest thing that you can do for anybody else.
Right, right.
So it comes to this point where all you should really ever be focused on is what feels good for me. What do I feel excited about doing? What do I want to be doing? And again, in that place where you're connected to this truth, the thing that lights you up the most is going to be the exact same very thing that is going to have the greatest effect that you can have on the world around you. So as a light worker now, when you align with that, you align with just moving into what feels right, what feels exciting. When you move into your higher purpose, which of course might take a little bit of time and reflection to to connect to. And that's exactly why I built a service out of helping people connect to their higher purpose. But when we align with that, then the life of a light worker is one in which you are doing what you love, you are fulfilling a purpose that you feel called to serve, the way that you're excited to do, you do it, right? You're finding meaning in what you're doing, you're fulfilled right. with what you're doing, and it really does reach a point where the work that you're doing no longer feels like work. And right. once again, in this place of alignment with your higher purpose, you are having the greatest impact that you can have on this world.
Right. And that's such an important point out there. I think sometimes we feel guilty. I know people will make a career change and they'll feel guilty about it, maybe like, oh, I can't really leave my clients behind, or I can't leave this business behind. And we get consumed then, instead of stepping into the next big thing and giving ourselves over to it. Sometimes we carry into that new thing feelings of guilt, feelings of fear, and it can stop us from really living our highest. And I think if what you say is so important and it's so true, when you align with what you're really passionate about, that frees you up to really be of service, because it means you're bringing all that you are to whatever role that is, and everyone who comes into contact with you will benefit. So I think that's a very important point you make, and I'm very glad you brought that up.
Me too. Yeah, it's an important point. And I think, I guess you mentioned it there, and I want to drive it home. You don't ever need to feel like you're being selfish for prioritizing how you feel.
Yeah. Right. Because then you step into your authenticity in that way, because exactly. if you hide how you feel, then you're always going to be dodging and weaving and dodging away from that shadow. So you just kind of want to step into it, acknowledge it. If those feelings come up, acknowledge them, play with them, work them through, and then give yourself over to whatever you're passionate about. So on that note, you have retreats that you're planning. I've seen it, and you have, you said you have a business that's built around helping people. How do you do that? What do you bring to people to help them reach that higher purpose?
Yeah. So my, on top of the free content that I put out through my YouTube channel, my podcast, I'm posting in the Idiot Senders community. For those individuals that feel like they want a little bit more guidance, that feel like they're ready to make something happen, but they want that sort of guidance that will make them more likely to succeed and create what it is they wish to create in this world, I have my program, my Impact Alignment Coaching Program. So with that now, I'm working with, it's a two-phase program. If to kind of organize how you think of it, there's the alignment phase and then there's the impact phase. So the alignment phase is where we're aligning with your true self. You're connecting to your higher purpose. So I'll guide my client through that process of connecting to their higher self, discovering their higher purpose, finding that sort of alignment with who they are and what they want to put out into the world. And then the impact phase, which is where we actually start to build this thing. So that's where I work with them to actually get a brand of their own off the ground. So we'll go through the process of, starting up the website, starting up the social media accounts, and then most importantly, start to serve people through their brand and impact lives through that brand. So that's what I'm doing these days, mostly primarily the one-on-one work. But as you've mentioned, in the near future is the plans for the retreats, and that's kind of one of my big dreams. It's been from, I would say, the start of this whole brand for me. It's always been in my mind that the vision that I have for this community is to host retreats where we can create this space for people to come together and connect in person, and not only just explore and connect with each other, but connect to their true selves. Because I believe that in travel, and there's a lot there's a lot more that I have in mind with what I would be intertwining into it. But with travel and kind of the space that I'm hoping to create, it's going to be about helping people, creating that opportunity for people, or creating that space for people to connect to their highest self, so that when they leave the retreat now, they're going back into their daily lives with newfound clarity, confidence, and alignment, greater alignment with who they are and what they want.
Right. I love that idea of clarity, you know, because when we can frame everyday events within a broader perspective, I think that really helps people, you know, to get up in the morning and really want to achieve their higher purpose, because everything they see during the day will be framed within a higher vision. And I think that's what makes the day really come alive. So with all of this amazingness, what's a tip or tool that you can share with us right now? So our personal and spiritual growth, our ascent, what's something you can offer us that we can take away right now?
You know, I think the biggest piece of advice, the biggest tip that I can give an individual that's looking to grow into a higher version of themselves is trust yourself, how you feel. There's this idea of intuition and inner guidance that we often come back to in spiritual discussions, and for good reason.
Right.
Because your inner guidance system is, if you connect to it and you discern it from all that noise, and you're able to kind of connect to that place of knowing. And I'll give you a little something here to just kind of help your listeners know what it feels like to connect to that place. But that following that guidance is the greatest decision you can make, because it's in that guidance that you will be led into that higher version of yourself, be led into carrying out your higher purpose and feeling as great as you can feel. And that brings me to kind of my point within the point. It's trusting how you feel. So realize that the greatest decision you can make for yourself is to move in the direction of what feels good, what feels right for you, what feels exciting, because that's the way in which we follow that inner guidance. Our emotions is really our inner guidance system. It's our emotional feedback system that we should be thinking about and following. So really, it's about following what feels good, following what feels right, and not from that superficial sense, not eating that ice cream, not, you know, laying down and being lazy all day if you think that's what feels good. I mean, what makes you feel good on the most inner deepest level of your being? What brings you that sense of fulfillment, excitement, and inner peace more than anything else? Now go do that. Keep moving into that.
I love that. And that other great word that begins with A is being alive. And so, you know, tuning into what makes you feel most alive, mm-hmm. I think is really the highest. And, you know, our highest purpose is already in us. We just have to be a little brave and be a little open. And I think it finds us.
I totally agree.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode of the Nobody Guide to Life. Thank you so much, Brian, for being on the show. I thank you. I just really appreciate this.
Jay, it was a pleasure. I had a lot of fun. It was a great conversation. And I want to thank you for having me on.
Well, it's been wonderful. And I want to remind our listeners, the desire to rise to higher and higher levels of success or consciousness doesn't have to be a solitary, lonely climb. You don't have to head uphill alone seeking truth. This can be a group effort. People can come together. It can be a team driving forward, lifting each other, finding joy in each other's successes along the way. This upward journey can be one where we all ascend together, pulling each other up until we all stand on the mountain, enjoying that view. You can find out more about Brian's work at togetherweascend.com or his excellent Facebook page, Ascenders, Conscious Creators, Influencers, and Lightworkers. Those links will be in our show notes at thenobodyguidetolife.com. And remember, you can always find out more about what we're doing at thenobodyguidetolife.com, or you can reach out to us on Twitter and Facebook at Nobody's View, or join our Facebook community, Simple Spirituality. If you like what you hear on this podcast, please consider a review or a subscription. If you're on iTunes, scroll on down to those little stars and hit them for us. We'd really appreciate it. Keep practicing and have a good week.